Find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to have open lines if you'd like to call in, but I thought I'd start out talking about our relationship with Russia. You know, after the First World War, why communism was established in Russia and under Lenin and then under Stalin, and many people looked upon communism as a threat to the United States up until the Second World War, when Russia became our ally. And then, of course, we funneled amazing amounts of money into the Soviet Union at that time, not only for their war against Adolf Hitler, but also to build Russia up after the end of the Second World War. And we gave them massive amounts of copper wire and equipment and factories, so that after the war ended, they would be certainly a legitimate power in the world. Now, why did we do that when Russia had been our enemy immediately before that? Well, after the Second World War, then, of course, we had the descent of the Iron Curtain, we had the Cold War, and Russia again was our enemy up until supposedly the time that the Berlin Wall came down in 1989, and then with the fall of the Russian regime in 1991 and Gorbachev's replacement by Yeltsin, suddenly Russia was our ally again. And every American believed, because we were told over and over again, that we'd won the Cold War. And America poured massive amounts of money into the Soviet Union to build up their economy. At least that's what we were told, because actually we were doing everything we could to make sure that the free enterprise system didn't work in Russia, but we can't tell the American people that. And then certainly we had the Russia in such terrible economic straits that about 1998 and 1999, Russia could not meet its international obligations and defaulted on its international obligations. But America stepped in to help Russia. And because of American aid and massive American aid, we were building, the infrastructure of Russia, helping with their development of their industry. We drilled their oil wells for them. We drilled their natural gas wells for them. We helped them build their gas and natural gas pipelines to the tune of billions and billions and tens of billions of dollars. And we used the International Monetary Fund, and we used the Asian Development Bank, and we used all sorts of various organizations, financial organizations, to justify funneling massive amounts of money into Russia to build them up into a major world power, which they are today. And even though 10 years ago Russia was totally bankrupt, today Russia has among the largest reserves in the world. Certainly China has the largest reserves, and Japan has very large reserves. But Russia has over $440 billion in reserves. America doesn't have reserves like that. America's having to borrow $2 billion a day just to pay our debts. And America is a bankrupt nation. Our debts, our known debts, are about $9 trillion, but our real debts, according to David Walker, who was Secretary General of the General Administrative Office that actually, a GAO that actually monitors our debt. He says it's somewhere between $50 and $70 billion. Russia doesn't have any debts. She's paid off her debts. America has massive debts that will never be paid off. And now we suddenly find that Putin is establishing or reestablishing the dictatorship in Russia. And they kill people. In fact, Sidney Putin, former head of the KGB, as was Gorbachev before him, as Andropov before him, why would we be backing, why would our president look into the eyes of Putin, the former head of the FSB, but really it was another name for the KGB, look into his eyes and assure the American people that he saw his soul and he knew he could trust him. Whereas Putin is reestablishing a dictatorship there, and we see relationships between America and Russia growing more strained. And it's just like 1984. Go back and read George Orwell's 1984, how we were, this society, this utopian society that existed at that time, was always changing enemies, and the people believed it. If the government told them, they believed it. What you must understand is that there are secret societies that work behind the scenes that have representatives in both governments. The fall of Russia back in 1989-1991 was as phony as a $3 bill. Anatoly Golitsyn had written a book in the 1980s, and he'd been in on the planning in Russia in the 1970s and 1980s, where they planned this whole fall of the Russian Empire so they could get massive aid from the Americans. But behind that are secret societies. And if you doubt that, you really need to go to the Lucius Trust website. That's www.luciustrust.org. And they will tell you that there is a spiritual hierarchy, and they have representatives all throughout the world, in the East and the West, and they're directing everything. Now, who is the Lucius Trust? It is one of the most powerful and little-known organizations in the world. They work through a front organization known as the New Group of World Servers, and there you will find some of the most powerful men, the richest men in the entire world, associated with a New Group of World Servers. Why is that? Why? Because these people accumulated their wealth because they were affiliated with this occult, esoteric organization. Lucius Trust is a code name for Lucifer. They were once the Lucifer Publishing House. This whole philosophy is based in Gnosticism, which believes that there are two gods. One is the God that you and I worship, and that is the inferior God. The other is the real God, and that, of course, is Lucifer, who, of course, was sent here to give us all happiness so that we could do whatever we want, to liberate us from all restraint, do without will. That is the whole of the law. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Here at the American Freedom Network, it's open line this morning. We welcome your calls at 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And give us a call if you have any thoughts. We were talking about the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world, according to the people on the other side. I mean, they've got their websites. They'll tell you exactly what they're doing, but you're never going to hear this from the regular channels. If you would like to get the pamphlet that they send out entitled The Spiritual Hierarchy, telling you how they work in finance and education, in the military and politics, and on both sides, both the East, referring to communism, and the West, referring to America, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the pamphlet on the spiritual hierarchy. And of course, they tell you that these are perfected human beings. Perfected because they've come back through reincarnation time after time. And of course, sometimes they're referred to as the elder brothers or the masters of wisdom or the ancients of wisdom, but they refer to them most affectionately as the spiritual hierarchy who rule the world. And of course, they have the ability to control people's minds, and many of the people, you know, who don't necessarily understand what they're doing, they simply go along with these ideas that are implanted in their mind. Other people do know that they are acting as agents of the spiritual hierarchy. How do you understand what's going on in the world today? Since so often it doesn't make sense, well, you have to understand that there really are these spiritual forces out there. They even have a website. They're bragging about it, but they figure that most people are so stupid, they wouldn't even believe it, even if they reveal what they're doing. But they need the website to communicate with their people, and believe me, the Lucis Trust is a real organization centered in New York. It used to be at one UN center, but a United Nations center. They actually keep up the prayer room there at the United Nations. They are accepted as an NGO to the United Nations. And, of course, the United Nations is their organization. Why? Because they've always wanted a world government and a one-world religion. And then, of course, they've what the one world leader, of course, was the agent of Lucifer. And they have headquarters in London as well, and in Geneva, Switzerland. Go to their website, learn about this, understand that there are powerful organizations working behind the scenes that none of the ministries are going to tell you about. I mean, after all, I mean, most of our conservative organizations are infiltrated, have been controlled for a long period of time. The people always want a controlled opposition. And so they've infiltrated the conservative Christian organizations, the conservative political organizations, the anti-war organizations, the anti-communist organizations. It's all a scam so that you will be incapable of seeing what is really going on, and that is the true spiritual battle that's being fought today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, we have a caller, and again, our number, 970-689-8255. Who's on the line?
Dr. Stan, this is Jake calling you from Fort Collins.
Hi. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. I was listening to your talk here, and I was thinking about that book, The Third Reich. Did you ever read that book?
The Third Reich.
Yes.
Now, who wrote it?
I can't remember the author, but it's all about Hitler and his regime down in Germany, you know, during the German invasion of Western Europe.
Right.
And he got all of these, what they call brown shirts. They were nothing but town bullies to kill all these people.
Sure.
And afterwards, he turned around and slit their throats.
Right.
And I'm wondering how deluded President Bush and all of his cronies and all of these people in Washington that want this world order are going to feel when they turn on them and they do to them what Hitler did to his brown shirts. Because, you know, Satan has never made good on any promise he's ever made to anybody, because he's only for himself.
You're
he
right.
uses people as stepping stones to get his means, and then he kills them all.
You're absolutely right. And, of course, there was a powerful spiritual forces within the Third Reich. In fact, one of the few things that the History Club ever did that was any good was the occult in the Third Reich. It's a three or four hour commentary on the occult influence of the Third Reich. Hitler was a disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky and regularly read her book, The Secret Doctrine, which people ought to read to understand Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was a disciple of Lucifer, and so much of what he did was Luciferian. I mean, the mass killing in the concentration camps. But you have to understand that Hitler never could have done it without powerful help from similar occult organizations in the West. And if you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, he will tell you how the Round Table Group, which was part of this whole complex, it goes right back to Cecil Rhodes, the Round Table Group was actually encouraging Adolf Hitler. In fact, the reason that Rudolf Hess flew to Great Britain during the war was to contact the Round Table Group, because they knew they were sympathetic to Adolf Hitler. They didn't understand, Hess didn't understand that they were simply using Adolf Hitler. They wanted a great war to bring about the United Nations, and Adolf Hitler was the ideal candidate. Not only that, but Adolf Hitler was financed from the United States, and it was American corporations, General Motors and Ford and AT&T and Exxon. I mean, General Motors and Ford were building the trucks and the tanks for Adolf Hitler. AT&T was building the dive bombers, and Exxon was supplying the oil, even during the Second World War. But we can't let the American people know that. They've got to be looking at this very simply. Oh, Adolf Hitler was the enemy, and we were the good guys. No, it was our leaders who were financing Adolf Hitler. The war was created and then prolonged because they wanted as much bloodshed as possible so that the world would be willing to accept the United Nations and a world government. And when that didn't come to fruition, then it was only a matter of time before World War III was to come about. And I fear that is what is happening now, as Russia suddenly is becoming our enemy, as China is becoming our enemy. We're preparing the American people for the Third World War.
Well, you know, I think that what you said is very good. It's very valid, you know, for what's happening right now in the world today. And I'm just wondering if this isn't a delusion that God has allowed for people to have, that they can be so deluded and so confused by their wickedness, you know, that they're promoting something that they don't even know what they're doing, and in the end, they're going to die for it anyway.
You're absolutely right, and there is a delusion. God is allowing these things to happen. I mean, certainly Lucifer is a very real entity. He is, you know, demonic, but God, he is God's creation. God created Lucifer, and this whole incredible scenario that's playing out today, God is in control. I'm convinced of that, but I believe he's going to bring terrible judgment on America because the American people have allowed these terrible things to happen. And men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And most Americans today don't even believe in evil. We don't believe in hell. We don't believe in a God of judgment. But I believe God is the same today, tomorrow, and has always been, and he's going to bring judgment on this country, but nobody wants to say that.
Okay, well, thank you very much for letting me talk to you, and keep up the good work, and stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
Amen to that. God bless, and thanks so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255, and we'd love to hear from you. But I think it's important that people go back and understand the origin of communism. And communism is a totally evil philosophy. But, of course, it was espoused here in the United States and financed from the United States and Great Britain because we needed an enemy. And if we didn't have an enemy, how were we going to rally the American people behind our leaders? And so, basically, you go back to the time of the First World War, a totally unnecessary war, and you can't really understand it unless you understand the secret societies and the fact that they wanted a war. And they believed that out of that horror of the First World War, and certainly as far as Europe was concerned, it was a terrible disaster. Over 20 million people died, about 8 million soldiers, about 12 million civilians. And, you know, as far as England was concerned, it wiped out a whole generation of the graduates of Oxford and Cambridge and Harrow and Eton, their young men's schools. You know, it just decimated Great Britain, but it decimated France and Germany. And at the end of the First World War, every country, literally in Europe, was willing to give up their sovereignty to this idea of a world government. It was all about establishing a world government. If you didn't have horrible slaughter and horrible bloodshed and horrible suffering, and remember, you have 20 million dead, but you probably have two or three times that many wounded or damaged or their lives destroyed. Why, you know, if you didn't have this horror, why would people want to give up their sovereignty? And that was the reason for the First World War. That was the reason that Winston Churchill, the High Lord of the Admiralty, insisted on the invasion of Gallipoli, which was, of course, down in Asia Minor, had militarily no significance. It was none of the military wanted to invade the Gallipoli, you know, because they were going to meet terrible resistance from the Turks. If they succeeded, they had tremendous mountain ranges behind them. They couldn't break out. They couldn't move to end the war. It was simply a place where a lot of people would be slaughtered. And 160,000 British troops fell there, and 160,000 Turkish troops fell there for no reason at all, other than the fact that Winston Churchill was a Druid. Oh, yes, you didn't know he was a Druid. You probably believed the publicity of the great man that Winston Churchill was. Well, he had a brilliant mind, but he was a wicked and evil drunk. And, of course, he was totally dedicated to the destruction of Great Britain and the bringing about of this one-world government. And so he worked there as High Lord of the Admiralty and insisted on the invasion of Gallipoli, which, of course, contributed to this horrible, horrible carnage of the First World War. And just as during the Second World War, and I have this on firsthand I had an opportunity of spending time with General Albert Wedemeyer, who was in charge of planning for the American military during the Second World War, and he told me how Winston Churchill did everything he could to block the American military from invading Europe, the heartland of Europe, in 1943. I mean, we were ready. We had the troops. We had the men. We were ready to invade Europe in 1943, but that would have ended the war. I mean, if after all, if it had a successful invasion and broken out and got to Germany, that would have ended the war. But Winston Churchill didn't want that. He wanted to prolong the war, and so he insisted on an invasion of North Africa that was of no military significance. I mean, so you got North Africa. What have you got when you got that? I mean, why not just leave North Africa there? And once you've taken, you know, Germany, why people in North Africa surrender? No, we had to have a long and costly invasion of North Africa, and then of Sicily, and then fighting up the narrow peninsula of Italy, where we would lose so many men. We lost more men at the invasion of Anzio than General MacArthur lost in all of his invasions in the South Pacific, and it was to no avail, because you couldn't make a breakout going up the narrow peninsula of Italy. No way could you make a breakout. When you got to the top, where were you? Well, you were in the Swiss Alps, in the Italian Alps. Winston Churchill wanted to prolong the war, and he did. You have to understand, we're dealing with people who are totally evil, who want bloodshed and carnage. And when you understand that, you understand the true nature of evil. Give us a call, 970-689-8255. Here, the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you have any thoughts on what we're talking about. The other morning we were talking to Charlotte Isabey about the fact that after the Second World War, I mean, our boys had fought bravely, and of course, the whole idea of the Second World War was to defeat tyranny and bring freedom to the world, and yet suddenly Eastern Europe has gone communist. And literally all of Eastern Europe was under the brutal communist regime, and nobody could figure out how that happened. And then China, with its, at that time, about 600 million people, had gone communist. And then it turned out that the American State Department had been working to bring communism to China, that we'd cut off military supplies to the nationalist Chinese so they couldn't buy them anywhere in the world. And of course, Congress had appropriated $125 million at that time. That was, you know, probably, you know, several billion dollars of military supplies. But the ships were loaded with supplies, but they weren't allowed to sail out of ports in San Francisco and Los Angeles. And the ships, fully loaded with supplies for the nationalist Chinese, sat in San Francisco and Los Angeles for a year and a half. And when finally the ships arrived in China, where the pressure was put to bear and the State Department finally was forced to let the ships sail, why, when they unpacked the rifles, they didn't have any firing pins in them, and they were useless. The United States brought communism to China, and nobody could figure out why that was. And then, of course, in 1952, members of Congress were very, very concerned. And they appointed a committee headed by Cox. Congressman Cox was the Democrat to explore what the great tax-exempt foundations were doing, the Rockefeller and Ford and Carnegie foundations, because there were rumors that they were financing communism. And sure enough, that's what the Cox Committee began to find out. And then Congressman Cox dies, as so often happens to people who begin looking behind the veil of evil. But then in 1953, Eisenhower was elected. The Republicans took control of Congress, and for the first time in many years, why, the Republicans were in control, and they appointed a congressional committee headed by Congressman Reese of Tennessee. And that committee began looking into what the great tax-exempt foundations were doing, and found out that they were actively financing communism, that financed the movement to bring the communists to power in China, that financed the propaganda that was put out that said that Chairman Mao wasn't really a communist. He was just an agrarian reformer. Oh, my goodness, Chairman Mao was a great hero, and General Chiang Kai-shek was a wicked individual. Well, I don't think that anybody is perfect, but I will tell you that General Chiang Kai-shek would have been a lot better from China, giving the people at least a chance for a democratic nation than Chairman Mao was, who was a ruthless psychopath. And of course, but the American government brought communism to China. Why? Well, because you didn't want China to develop. If under Chiang Kai-shek, China could have developed into an industrial nation. And of course, that was not what they wanted. They wanted America and the American military to dominate the world, at least for a time. And then the plan was that the distant future, which is now, to build up China as the greatest industrial center in the world in preparation for the Third World War. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this Third World War that is coming was planned long ago, and it is going to bring terrible suffering to the people of Russia and of China, but it's going to bring terrible suffering here in the United States as well. The people, you know, everything is being done now to convince us suddenly that China is increasingly the enemy, that Russia is increasingly the enemy. But if that's true, then why have we built up their military potential? And, of course, if you go into the background of the military equipment that we've sent to Russia and to China so that they can build up their military capability, I mean, it is tremendous. We have made China one of the richest nations in the world. China's over here buying up our factories, many of our military factories, and shipping them over to China. In fact, many of the weapon systems that we use, we have to get the parts from it from communist China. Why would you want to do something like that? Well, very simply, you want to create the best enemy money could buy, so the war will be a terrible and horrible and bloody war, and countless hundreds of millions of people will die as a result of it. And there really are people who look at the world through a different lens, because they want out of this carnage to bring about this one world government, this one world religion. with the destruction of Christianity and conventional Judaism and the one world leader. When you understand that, everything makes sense. Suddenly, why we're developing this animosity towards Russia, why America is doing everything they can to antagonize the Russians. Why would we want to be building anti-ballistic missile systems in both Czechoslovakia and in Poland? Well, we say it's because we're afraid that Iran is going to attack Europe, and we're trying to protect Europe by having these anti-ballistic missile centers in Czechoslovakia and Poland. Ladies and gentlemen, do you really believe that? I mean, the Russians have offered to let us have, you know, anti-ballistic, to develop our anti-ballistic missile system bases in areas that they have in Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, very, very close to Iran. Oh, we said, oh, we wouldn't want those. We wouldn't want to be close to Iran. We'd rather be in Czechoslovakia and Poland. Ladies and gentlemen, use your head and understand we're doing everything we can to threaten Russia, to justify Russia's retaliation and beginning to rearm and sending their long-range bombers on reconnaissance flights as they did during the Cold War and break off the treaties over there. It's all a game. So the American people one of these days are going to wake up to find that we're facing a war with both Russia and China. Well, who do we have on the line?
Hello, this is Marvin.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Have a question or comment?
Well, I got a comment. I found in the Rocky Mountain News in 1941, September 12th, there was an article in there about New Mexico. A dozen cities were going to run air raid, what do you call it, air raid test, or can't think of the word, you know, where they simulated
exercise.
You know,
you call it an exercise.
Exercise, yeah. Where they simulated they're going to have fires and set fires and different things like that. I thought that was kind of interesting. And then on December 8th in the Rocky Mountain News, they had a article in there kind of hinting around, you know, about how they were, you know, keeping the oil and, you know, the oil embargo and that kind of stuff, you know, kind of provoking them and, you know, when it worked. And I thought that was kind
of
interesting.
Well, of course, the thing is that was right after the attack. But
yeah,
we did everything we could to provoke the Japanese. We put an oil embargo on them so they couldn't buy oil anywhere in the world. And, of course, they were dependent on oil. They couldn't have their society without oil.
That's all I got, Dr. Stan.
Provoke the Japanese to attack us. We'll be right back in just a moment. Hang on there.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago. And we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Dan, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And it's so vitally important that people understand that nothing is as it appears to be. Why would our government be doing everything they can to antagonize the Soviet Union today? Well, because, of course, at the very upper echelons, it's all a scam. They all work together. There are people, and in fact, I talked one time to a very, very famous CIA agent. He was no longer with the CIA, but he told me how the CIA and the KGB work together. They're supposed to be enemies, after all, isn't that what we're always told? And I'm sure that at the lower echelons, this is true, but at the very highest echelons, they work very, very closely together. Why? Because there's a strong occult or influence in both KGB and the CIA, and they're all dedicated towards ultimately the same goal, the one world government, then the new world religion. So once you understand that, so much of what's going on really makes sense, why we are always finding an excuse to funnel money into Russia. And this goes back to the very inception of communism back in 1918, where, of course, we know that Jacob Schiff, who's a very, very famous American banker, funneled some $20 billion in to get the revolution going in Russia. But we also know that Lord Milner, who, of course, headed Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, was over in Russia before the Russian Revolution in March of 1917, and doing everything he could to get the Russian Revolution going. Now, if you look at it from a logical point of view, that would be the last thing that any representative of the British government would want to do. Because, of course, Russia was fighting the Germans, and if there was a revolution in Russia, it would mean that Russia might drop out of the war, and then, of course, the Germans could concentrate all their forces on the Western Front, which is eventually did happen. When Russia did sign a peace treaty with the Germans, but you have to understand that Lord Milner, the head of Cecil Rhodes Secret Society in 1917, his loyalty was not to Great Britain, but to this internationalist dream. And so, what they really wanted to do, of course, was to destroy Russia. And even though the Tsar of Russia was the cousin of both the Kaiser of Germany and the King of England. I mean, the people don't understand that people were all related. All of the royalty were related at that time. They still are in many respects, but certainly they wanted to destroy Russia so they would not, after the end of the war, be a force that would challenge Great Britain. Great Britain and America would be the two great forces in the world, and Russia was to be destroyed. So Lord Milner was over in Russia fomenting the Russian Revolution. And then, of course, we had Schiff here in the United States funneling large amounts of money in. We had the March Revolution. And, of course, it happened because, I mean, Russia had incurred terrible casualties. Over 4 million Russians had been either killed or wounded. And of course, there wasn't a family in Russia that hadn't lost somebody in the war. Everybody felt the war was futile, just exactly as most people feel our war over in Iraq is futile, which it is. But the First World War was totally futile, and then there were shortages of food, and this was tremendous agitation against the Tsar because of Rasputin. Rasputin was deeply involved in the occult, and his job was to discredit the Russian monarchy, and he did a great job of doing that. This man, if you read the stories of Rasputin, you realize he had truly supernatural powers. But because of his association with the Tsarina, many people lost confidence in the monarchy, and of course, this is what bound Russia together. And when you lose confidence in government, why, you begin looking for other solutions. And that led to the first Russian Revolution in March. And then, of course, Lenin was in Switzerland at the time. Trotsky was in the United States. The Germans sent, you have to understand that within the hierarchy of the Germans, there were also people who were part of this Brotherhood of Darkness. They sent Lenin in a sealed train across Germany to Russia to create a counter-revolution. Trotsky was in the United States working as a newspaper correspondent. He was, and a group of fellow communist revolutionaries were financed by powerful forces in the United States and sent to Russia to help Lenin create the counter-revolution, the October Revolution. Trotsky was stopped. The ship he was on was stopped by the Canadians, who recognized the fact that if there was a second revolution, it might very well take Russia out of the war and hurt the war effort. After all, there were Canadian soldiers fighting on the Western Front. They didn't want Russia to drop out of the war. But orders came from the United States that Trotsky and his fellow revolutionaries were to be released and were to be allowed to go to Russia. And, of course, that was what led to the counter-revolution in October and eventually taking Russia out of the war. When Lenin established his government in October of 1918, immediately he started getting money from people in the United States. One of them was a man named William Boyce Thompson, who worked for the Federal Reserve System, and he was sending money to Russia, you know, to help with the revolution. Oh, those of you who have read my book, and you really should read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we go into a man named Bruce Lockhart, who was sent to Russia in 1918 to be Lord Miller's representative with Lenin. And Lockhart wrote a book called British Agent, fascinating book. Lockhart points out the fact that there was a man there representing William Boyce Thompson named Raymond Robbins, who was a multimillionaire whose certainly idols had been FDR and Cecil Rhodes, but now Lenin was his man. And Robbins, even though he came from the United States, hated capitalism, hated everything about America, wanted to bring about a world revolution, a world communist government. And to get my book, read it through. Amazing revelations about how America and Great Britain helped establish the communist regime. We'll be right back.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, we've simply been talking about the myth that communism is the enemy. And those of you who have not yet read the book, The Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution by my friend, Professor Sutton, his book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. If you haven't seen my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, it's available on video and DVD. Or have read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And you really need to get the book and read it because it has many references you won't find elsewhere. You'll suddenly begin to realize that, you know, at the end of the First World War, when there was tremendous poverty and chaos in Russia, and of course the Civil War was going on, and the vast majority of the people opposed communism. They didn't want to do away with the monarchy and have imposed upon them a brutal dictatorship. And yet the massive aid that was given from the United States, 97% of which went to the communists, 3% to the anti-communists. How could that happen? That comes from Herbert Hoover's memoirs, and you'll see the references to it in my book, give you the exact figures, or we'll even send you the pages from Herbert Hoover's memoirs. Why was that? Why? Because we were creating the best enemy money could buy. So let me suggest you order the books by Professor Sutton, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, and, of course, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, my interview with Professor Sutton, a DVD, The Best Enemies, and my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will give you tremendous insight into understanding the fact that we created communism as an enemy. You needed an enemy to rally the people behind our government, because our government was dedicated to having a tremendous military establishment, as we do today, with over 740 overseas bases and troop stations in 130 nations. The whole idea is America's military and financial power to be used to bring about a world government. It was planned back at the time of the Russian Revolution, and those plans are coming to fruition today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you can only get one thing, get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or get the DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness. Incidentally, we are making that offer once again. If you'd like 25 copies of the DVD of The Brotherhood of Darkness, they're $99 plus shipping, and we're going to just stamp out them. It's a limited time offer. We do hope that some of you will want to get this. A wonderful opportunity to get cheap copies of the DVD of my talk, which you can give to people. They will watch it, and hopefully at least some of them will begin to understand the true nature of our battle, which is not an ideological battle. It's a spiritual battle, because you're battling spiritual forces. They're really are secret societies in the world. There really are secret organizations in the world. There really are people who worship a different God. And that is the secret of the secret societies. If you haven't seen my talk on the forbidden secret, you need to get it and watch it. And then our four tapes or four CD set on the secret, behind the secret. Understand that these forces, these organizations, are real. You can go to their websites. We've referred to them as the LuciusTrust.org, but there are many other websites for these secret societies. You say, well, how can they be secret? They got websites. They're secret because you never hear of them. You will never hear about them from the controlled media. Well, please remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Go there. pulled out our material, pray for America, but please pay for radio living, for our provision and protection.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.